The medical center's new system is provided by healthcare information technology giant Cerner, and it replaces software and equipment from 2013. PMC's board awarded the bid to Cerner for $1.3 million a year ago, and the community hospital was able to use CARES Act money for the purchase. Jill Dormer, chief information officer, says staffers at PMC have been working on the upgrade since January, and she's excited about the change to the new provider.
They're one of the top two EHR companies in the nation, and so we feel very fortunate and also excited that we're able to bring that in and help to just really level up our infrastructure for technology in the building.
EHR stands for Electronic Health Records, or your medical history that's now digital and stored on computers. Dormer says the old health record system used at PMC made it more difficult for communication between departments.
Within our current system, there's a lot of limitations to integration, the way that, maybe lab communicates with home health or clinic talks to finance downstairs, a lot of reporting capabilities. We were just limited in the ways that we wanted to grow. So as we started looking at increasing our infrastructure and efficiencies, we selected this vendor who has, has come very highly recommended. There are quite a few other small hospitals in Alaska using Cerner, as well as, in the nation.
That should make it easier also to transfer health records to other providers outside of Petersburg. Dormer says patients will be able to find out more information and interact more with hospital staff through the patient portal, the online access to health records. That includes sending a message to a healthcare provider, requesting appointments, along with seeing an outstanding balance and paying a bill online. Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Phil Hofstetter says one of the motivations for going with a new provider was security of health information, something that came to the forefront with a breach of patient records announced back in March. Overall, though, he says the upgrade will improve a patient's experience.
Ultimately, the patient care experience with this is going to take us to the next level, mm-hmm. without question, with the patient portal opportunity, the telehealth capabilities, and the connectivity and interface ability between other facilities. So, mm-hmm. But going live is we may joke about it a little bit, but at the same time, it's very risky and it's also very intensive. And so having a little extra time to make sure that we're able to take care and enter the information correctly, and our staff are able to take the time to learn the system appropriately, and there's usually a little bit of a learning curve on that.
Changing health record systems in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic has been a difficult challenge, and both laugh about the timing of the switch, but Hofstetter says the pandemic also has highlighted the need for improvements.
Anytime that we talk about COVID, it takes a big old spotlight on your gaps in your organization, and electronic health record, communication, telehealth, the finance portion, this sort of fragmented system, which is pretty good, but it's, having a newer system, a newer opportunity to have a fully integrated system. We focused and had the opportunity to be able to do that.
PMC started using the new system Monday, December 6th. Patient appointments are expected to take a little longer than normal in the first week as staff gets up to speed on the new software. A patient will have to reestablish a new patient portal account. The old portal password and login won't work, but past medical history will still show up in the new system. Patients will be receiving an email to establish a new patient portal account after their next visit. People with questions about the new system can contact the IT department at PMC. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.